Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. And today I'm going to answer a question about race strategy and negative splitting. So a negative split is when you run the back half of a race faster than the first half of the race. It's widely acknowledged that all distance running world records from like the 3,000 metres onwards have been set on negative splits. Now, I haven't actually looked at the raw data myself, so I can't 100% vouch for that. It is certainly something that, as I say, is widely acknowledged. So let's take that as fact for the moment. Does that sort of have any bearing on what we do as runners? Maybe, maybe not. There's certainly no causal link being established between running a negative split and setting a world record. Playing devil's advocate a little bit, I wonder perhaps that world record holder might have actually been able to run a faster time if they'd have started off a bit faster and run their first half of their race a little bit faster than the second half of their race. Who knows? You know, a world record doesn't happen every day. And whilst, you know, world caliber athletes have a pretty good handle on how they feel and they'll probably know if they're on for a good run or not, yeah, they may just have misjudged how fast they really could have gone and might have gone a little bit too slowly in the first half of their race. So whilst, you know, maybe all world records are set on negative splits, it doesn't necessarily mean that if they hadn't have negative split that race, they wouldn't have gone a bit faster. Having said that, I think that having a race strategy of trying to set a negative split is a pretty good strategy for us for a few reasons. One reason, recreational runners tend to overestimate how well they're going to perform, particularly women. Apparently women don't assess their ability nearly as well as men. They think they're going to go faster than they actually do, which I found a little bit surprising when I was reading that research. So, but I mean, that would generally apply to most recreational runners. You may have had that experience yourself where you're pretty certain that you're going to be able to maintain a certain pace and you don't, you just die in the bum, basically, unless you've been very conservative at the start. So that's one reason to sort of think about trying to set a negative split. Just because most recreational runners think they're going to be able to go faster and maintain a faster pace than they actually can. And if you have a look back at your race splits, you'll know if that applies to you or not. So having the strategy of running slower in the first part of the race than the second part of the race might just help you to slow down a little bit at the start. You may still be a bit faster in the first part of the race, but it's just if you've got that in the back of your mind, it's going to help you run, I think it'll help you run a faster race. Another reason, sort of physiologically speaking, as you get fatigued, you lose running efficiency. And pretty much all that means is that it takes more effort to get the same result. Your body starts shutting down various systems, not allowing you to recruit enough muscle fibers. And it just becomes a real effort to try to maintain the same pace that you were maintaining. And generally speaking, you'll find that you can't because it's just too hard. Your body sort of started to shut down things to stop you from doing yourself harm. Psychologically speaking, if you start off just a little bit more conservatively and you're starting to power through in the latter parts of a race, and this is particularly relevant for longer races, it's just psychologically a bit of a boost when you start picking people off who are in front of you and you're overtaking them rather than having people overtaking you and feeling like you're going backwards. And I think we've all probably experienced that kind of running backwards type of feeling as well at some point in time. So how do you negative split a race? Well, obviously you can easily negative split an event if you walk the first half and run the second half, that you're going to be negative splitting. But that's not really a race, that's just an event. If you're trying to run as fast as you can, how do you actually negative split? With practice. Basically, let's say 5K races are actually really good for practicing negative splits because you can do them frequently. Let's say you do your local park run every couple of weeks and you run, 30 minutes for the 5K. 1 week you start off at 5.5 minutes a K for, let's say, the first 3K, and then you blow out to 6:15 a K, that works out to be 30 minutes for the race. So you've gone 5.5 for the first three, 6:15 for the last two. Obviously, you've blown up badly if you're running 45 seconds a kilometre slower in the last 2Ks. And it's something which is not, you know, that's not unusual. I see it. In 2 weeks' time, be a really good idea to start out at 6 minutes a K pace, because worst case scenario, you're going to maintain 6 minutes a K and you're going to finish in 30 minutes a game. So you're not going to be any worse off than you were in the week that you started off at 5.5 minutes a K. Best case and more likely scenario is that you might run 6 minutes a K for your first 4K and then you'll power home in 5.5 minutes a K for your last kilometre and you'll do 29.5 minutes. So bettered your time by 30 seconds. And if that's the case, if that's what you do, you know, you're able to run home 30 seconds a K faster in that last kilometre, you know that you've probably got a little bit more in you at the start. So the next time you do your park run, you might do 5 minutes 50 a K to start with and see if you can maintain that for the whole race. So you see how just doing a little bit of experimenting and playing around with what you're doing can really help just get you into a mindset of being comfortable with going a little bit more slowly at the start. Because I know a lot of people like to think that they can bank time at the start. So you go out hard and hope that you can hang on. And yes, I have definitely done that myself. But I like to think that I have learnt from my mistake. So that's strategy of just playing around with your 5K splits and, you know, looking at your overall time and your average time and setting that as your starting pace is what I've been doing with Denise over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And as some of you know, she's improved her parkrun time about 5 minutes in that short space of time. So it's definitely something that works. Negative splitting is definitely a race strategy that I recommend. It's going to most likely give you a better race experience for a start. It will probably give you a better time than if you go out and try to bank time at the start and then you're going to blow up at the end. You're just going to fade too much to actually be able to do the best time you possibly could. And you're going to get a psychological advantage as you start to pick people off through the race. Just always keep that in mind, you know, like have a bit, be a bit mindful about the way you're running. Go through your race results and look at your splits. If you find there's a pattern when you are going out hard and fast and dying at the end of the race, then the latter half of the race, do something about it. Just slow down at the start. I know it's hard to slow down at the start of a race sometimes when you're fired up and everyone around you is fired up, but most of you are wearing devices on your wrist these days, so use them during a race, particularly at the start, just to make sure you're not going out too fast and be pretty mindful of what you're doing and how you're feeling. And I think that you will probably enjoy racing and your results a little bit more.